The sound of dishes being washed is the kitchen version of the calm before the storm. At the Christian Center in Pittsfield, the storm is defined as 100 people piling in for a Thanksgiving meal Thursday. The nonprofit's been around since 1892 and has been hosting the holiday meal for several years, but for one reason or another, donations were slow to come this year.
So we were pretty low on turkey supplies, and, you know, if they came in, a few here and there, a few of our regulars had, you know, called to see what we needed, but we were still, you know, we did not have what we needed for Thanksgiving.
Executive Director Ellen Merritt and others at the center started further outreach, and news of the shortage was picked up by the Berkshire Eagle.
Like the biggest wave you ever rode, this is the unbelievable outpouring of support for the people of the Christian Center of the West Side, and also really all over the city. You know, apparently I was underestimating the community in terms of how ready, willing, and able people are to give when they know what you need.
In a matter of 48 hours, Merritt says food items, money, and turkeys were stacking up.
But at this point, we have to say, wow, we can't even fit one more turkey in our freezer. So I'm hoping that everybody in Pittsfield by now has a turkey, and if not, come to the Christian Center. We will help you out.
The Christian Center took 40 turkeys to South Congregational Church in Pittsfield on Monday, where 15 other area organizations got together to serve 1,400 families. On Thursday, 20 drivers will leave the center around 10:30 and deliver meals to more than 300 people. They will be back by noon in time to serve a meal at the Robbins Avenue location.
So we're peeling potatoes for 500 people. We're peeling squash for 500 people. All the stuffing needs to be made. We're making homemade gravy.
Kitchen manager Karen Ryan says all told about 100 people will volunteer from preparation to day of service. In northern Berkshire County, Thanksgiving for Seniors has taken meals to the elderly for more than 30 years. This year, the drivers will deliver about 200 meals, according to organizer Diane Blow.
They try to spend a little time with the senior in case you're the only person they're going to see that day. So it's not just a meal, but a little friendship.
Food preparation takes place Wednesday night at All Saints Episcopal Church in North Adams, where Blow says familiar faces abound.
We've had volunteers come with their babies, and to this day, those babies are now teenagers or young adults, and they watch, you know, the seniors that are still with us see these children growing up every year, and it becomes a real family tradition with families.
Meanwhile, roughly 260 people turned out for the Berkshire Food Project's Thanksgiving meal Monday in North Adams, the most ever. But as Karen Ryan of the Christian Center explains, Thanksgiving is just one day out of the year. Turnout at the center's 5 weekly lunches has jumped from about 35 last year to 60.
We've been really busy lately. You know, we fill the house. People are sitting on the side. There's nowhere to sit.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.